It's a Hard Knicks Live. It is a Hard Knicks Live. A Hard Knicks Live. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Live. It's a Hard Knicks Live. It is a Hard Knicks Live. A Hard Knicks Live. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Live.
Here we go. Best motherfucking week ever, Barry. What up, Knicks fans? And what is up, Barry? Motherfucking D.
What is up, Craig?
Good day to Jay, a.k.a. Blandy. Spectacularly ordinary. That's recent me. Review called Blandy.
I'm okay with that. That's fine. I don't mind. Mind at all. Good day to you as well, Craig.
You can't tell if this has been a good week or a bad next week by talking to Blandy, can you, Barry?
Nope.
You know I never get too high, I never get too low. That's me.
Perfect. All right, Barry, where can they call us? Let's get into this show.
Yeah, man. 516-33-MESH-1. That's 516-336-3741, drop us a voicemail and get in on some Hard Knicks action.
Oh, there they are. Put them on hold, Blandy, for later.
Okay.
We were taking live calls later for the first time ever.
No, we're
not. That's not true. No, we're not. Why lie? And please subscribe to the one podcast that is recommended by doctors everywhere.
Oh.
Blandy, play that appropriate voicemail. I believe it's titled so you would understand.
Yep.
The hottest take of all time is if you are listening to this podcast and you are not watching on YouTube, you are fucking up. Period. End of discussion. The YouTube is where it's at. I'm telling you, their facial expressions, how funny they look. You look at Blandy like, bro, you look like that type deal. Why are you not on YouTube yet? I'm telling you, you didn't get to witness Barry's blackout scream. You heard it on Apple or Spotify or wherever. I'm telling you, the pod is going places. And y'all need to get on board with the YouTube. I'm just telling you as a fellow listener.
Okay. He's right. I mean, I don't know if we're going places, but what the fuck are you all doing? Barry, is your computer okay tonight?
Dude, I'm at 100%.
100%. Wow. So we're not starting at zero like last week.
No. And let me just make sure it's not dropping fast because that sometimes happens.
Sure. Check that 100%. Now after we started recording. Okay.
100%. Right.
Good job.
All right. We're funny looking, so that's good. So check out the YouTube channel. Subscribe.
That's hurtful, right?
Yeah. Oh, very. And remember, this podcast is brought to you by Bet Online, who has finally, guys. Do we have like applause sound effects, Blandy?
They updated. I was thinking that today.
It is a whole new.
Realizing that we're going into the divisional weekend in the NFL. If you're not going to bet on that.
Okay, we don't. Bet Online remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season.
There you go.
That's such a polite applause. For everything from NFL playoffs to pro and college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more, you will always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at Bet Online. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable, Bet Online is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and get 50% off with your welcome bonus on your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code BLEAV to receive your rewards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts.
By the way, this one?
Yeah.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Here we go.
They played that as a drop on the Michael K. Show today.
Really?
Yeah. when they were doing something about some contest they're having. I don't know where I got that from in the first place.
Somebody's listening.
But they used it.
So. Yeah, are you... You're thinking they're stealing it from us.
It's a possibility. I think they're big fans, right? You know, it goes both ways here.
Well, so they do. You do call them a lot.
Yeah. So I think they might be listening, and they heard that, and they're like, "That's a really good one to use."
The next time you call them, would you bring that up live?
No.
I'm gonna say no.
Okay. Well, what a week this has been. Memorable week.
What the fuck? I predicted.
That's why I am drinking, by the way.
And we got win, loss, loss, loss.
That's why I'm drinking this wine. I don't do that often.
You don't?
But we started off with heartbreaking loss against the Raptors. Come on. After what RJ did to tie it. That feels like so long ago. Yeah. And then that loss against Kristaps and the Wizards. Yeah. Blandy, play Abushaki's voicemail.
Okay, here we go.
Getting into it.
Hey guys, Abushaki here. Are we fucking losing to a team wearing fucking pink? Like, what's happening here?
Yes. Yeah, we did lose to a team wearing fucking pink. I don't know. I left that in there because I did think that was interesting as well. Do you want to play that again, Blandy?
Yeah,
Hey guys, Abushaki here. Are we fucking losing to a team wearing fucking pink? Like, what's happening here?
Is he listening to the rap music, it sounds like?
I don't know. To me, it sounds like there's another Abushaki back there screaming about the pink. So, yeah, that was... I mean, come on. I know it was Bradley Beal's first game back, but how do we lose that game after that devastating Sunday Raptors game?
Monday Raptors game.
Monday? Was it Monday? All right, Monday.
Yeah. MLK.
Mitchell Robinson. Bye-bye, Mitch. That's going to be a loss.
That hurts.
Surgery for Mitch. Then we lose to fucking our favorite team to lose to, Trae Young.
Oh, fuck that guy.
DeJounte Murray. And the Hawks. We are on another one of our streaks. You know, I looked back the past couple months. We only do streaks. 8 wins in a row, 5 losses in a row, 4 wins in a row. Then 1 loss, and then 3 wins in a row, and then now three losses in a row. Barry, how are you hanging in there? Terrible fucking week.
Yeah. Bad week to be a Knicks fan, and there is no daylight in sight.
Sucking fuck us.
I mean, you look ahead, and it's like there's not any reprieve for a while. And, I mean, look, I mean, you could pull out things from this game, specifically the first half, and, you know, just look at stats alone, and it's like, I mean, how are the Knicks not blowing them out with the numbers that they're putting up? And then the second half that they have, these long stretches of droughts. They went like 5.5 minutes in the middle of the fourth quarter without scoring a basket. You know, and this is a team that's done pretty well offensively, and they weren't getting their offense from Mitchell Robinson, so you can't blame it on that. And RJ and Randall and Brunson, they were doing their thing in the first half. It's how do you go that long? Quickly, you know, he wasn't getting enough touches to do his thing. When he did get the ball and he put it up, he was doing well, but it wasn't enough. And they really, for two games now, or three games actually, they've looked quite sluggish. You know, they weren't playing with the energy that we've seen them play throughout the year, which is, you know, really what we've grown to love about this group.
Yeah.
And it just, I mean, look, beyond lackluster, you know, to put it mildly.
They gave up against the Hawks, they gave up 139 points. That's a decent amount of points for a team that we consider a good defensive team. Yeah, also in the third quarter, they at the half it was 71-68, right? And they didn't score for a while in the third, and they went down by 10.
Yeah, it was like a 13-0 run. To start the second half by the Hawks?
We keep doing that. And then against the Wizards, we started, it was like, I think they got off to like a 17-5 lead in that game.
Yeah, at the beginning of the game, there was a big lead.
Just slow starts to certain quarters. If Randall wasn't on fire in the third, we would have been blown out even earlier. He kept us in the game. He was one of the few guys that actually had it. It has been a rough stretch here, and I feel like part of why it's felt so rough is that we have been on these winning streaks, and we all get excited and we're thinking we're turning a corner. And then we basically do the same exact thing, but on the opposite end. Right? So like you're saying, Barry, like it's only going to get worse because the schedule is getting tougher. Tibbs is only playing like five guys, basically six guys. Basically, we're going to like, if it's not wearing on us, on our players already, it's going to.
Those guys are going to get run into the ground.
It is a very thin team. And now with Mitch out, it's even worse.
Yeah.
And Mitch is critical to this team, as we all know. All the second chance points he gets us, all the offensive boards. We love Sims, but him in the starting role or Hartenstein in the starting role, not good, Barry. Not good.
No, yeah. As much as we love Sims, it's still, you know, such a drop off from, you know, between the blocks and the offensive rebounds.
Especially defensively. Defense. Yeah.
It's just, you know, Mitchell has been so good, one of the best in the league at his position. So, yeah, I mean, the Knicks are going to be hurting for a while. I mean, we've been talking about it the last few episodes about how disappointing it is, the fact that we came into this season, like, you know, for some reason thinking that we had this deep bench. Ugh. And we don't. But again, you got guys like Derrick Rose, Evan Fournier, Cam Reddish sitting withering away on the bench. And I'm not saying that they're the answer.
It's not that the bench isn't deep. It's just he's not using.
Right. And I'm not saying that they're the answer. But just the fact is, I mean, we have six guys now with Mitch out, five guys that you can honestly say are good. We know who they are. And I owe Blanderson a little bit of an apology because, I mean, I was like defending McBride last week. Jay brought up the fact McBride is like a net zero out there. And I said, well, he's doing good at defense. He's not really even giving you that, you know, now, you know, or at least not nearly enough you need. Yes, he hustles, but I feel like he's not an NBA rotation player at this point. You know, I'm sorry to say it. He's not. We saw, you know, extreme defensive prowess, I feel like, the first couple of weeks of the season, and that earned him his spot. But again, the fact that he can't score, and the fact we just said that out of those six guys, and quickly he's like half of a starter because the way that they shuffle the minutes, we have no bench. So McBride's not doing it for you. Hartenstein's not doing it for you. You know, now Sims had to step in and take care of Robinson. Obi, you know, had, you know, some life in him tonight. Yeah, a couple of baskets, but it's a couple of baskets.
It's been a while since he scored double figures. I know.
By the way, we don't have any impact players aside from quickly coming in off the bench.
By the way, Doyce McBride has 8 points in his last six games.
Wow.
All eight total? Points tonight.
And Obi Toppin isn't far off from that.
He had McBride had five straight games with 0 points.
Yeah,
he doesn't get a lot of minutes.
I don't know if you saw the graphic or you heard Breen say it. They put it up there at one point that over the last five games, I think, quickly has accounted for 73% of all of the Knicks' points off the bench.
Well, you didn't hear Breen say it because Breen wasn't on the broadcast tonight.
Oh, I mean, Kenny Albert. Yeah. It was, sorry.
Right.
No.
Sorry.
But slight difference. Crazy stat. Albert, but yeah, that like totally, you know. Yeah, that's a perfect example.
I mean,
example
that's crazy. Nobody can get a basket other than
Quickly. So a trade can't happen fast enough, you know. And, I mean, I'm sure they've got a couple of logs on the fire there. It's just they got to fucking, you know.
Got to pull the trigger.
Pull the trigger now.
To pull the trigger. Yeah, I mean, they have to do something, especially if, obviously, Fournier, Rose, and Reddish are out, right? So, like you said, Jesus, I keep having these ads go off on my computer. You hear that?
No.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, you know, what, you're going to bring Rose back in? I feel like you need a wing, you know? And I know Cam Reddish is there on the bench, but
no thanks.
Obviously he's not being played. He's probably going to be involved in a deal. Just get the deal done. Get a guy in here. You know, somebody that could be someone impactful. You know,
they need something off the bench. All they have is Quickly off the bench. It's really it.
Yeah, but the thing is, the schedule scares me because now you're playing, you know, top teams. The Knicks have the second hardest schedule in the entire league throughout the rest of the season. You know, they're playing all the top teams. And it shows you how easy their schedule was the first half of the year. So it's like, is their record really their record? You know, you could you know, say all the cliches. Well, your record is, you know, you are what your record says you are. But is their record. But again,
by the end of next week, they'll probably be under 500 of this upcoming week.
Yeah. I mean, you got Toronto again, which are they going to be as competitive as they were last time? And then, yeah, Cleveland, Boston, Brooklyn.
I mean,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we'll be at 500 or worse.
Yeah.
For sure. No, that's. It's the ups and downs of this season, dude. I'm trying my best to stay even. I really am. But I kind of want to scream right now.
Which is funny, because at the beginning of last one, you wanted to scream too, but in a positive way. And you said you were holding yourself back, and now here it is. It's only
come on.
7 days later.
It's so shocking that I'm so up and down. I mean, as a Knick fan, it doesn't make any sense, does it, that I'd be up and down?
Especially this season. It's the roller coaster of the season, man.
I mean, how do you want me to be when we've won 8 in a row? And how do you want me when we've lost 6 in a row? I mean...
How am I?
Just like this? Even?
It's spectacularly ordinary.
How the fuck are you even right this season, Blandy? This is terrible.
Because, I mean, at this point, we're all used to this kind of crap, so...
No. Well, I don't think we are, amazingly. What do you guys think about this rotation? How short it is. And I'm not saying that we have. I mean,
tonight.
Originally Tibbs kept it going, and he had permission to keep it going basically because we had 8 straight wins during this like shortened rotation.
Tonight wasn't.
But it's
as
starting
bad
to feel. It's starting to feel like maybe it shouldn't be as short as it is. It's not. They're not better because of it lately. Right, during the winning streak, you thought they were. Blandy, what are you doing math on right now?
I'm looking at just the minute distribution tonight. I mean, they had 9 guys that played at least 15 minutes. Now, some of those guys got those minutes at the end of
garbage
the game because the game is out of hand. But, yeah. So it wasn't as bad. But, yeah, it's been bad lately. He's got to learn to trust more people. I don't get it.
Who's he going to trust?
What the hell is Derek? I mean, Derek Rose just sits there.
But they don't need another guard off the bench. That's the thing. They need.
But somebody to spell
a wing.
Somebody.
They need a wing.
So that way their legs are fresh. I mean, you could only stagger them so long. Like, think about why do you think they keep blowing so many of these big leads? I mean, we talked about last week how it's like an NBA thing, but. At least in the Toronto game, he's running those guys into the ground.
Yeah, I mean, that was part of why that was a tough loss, right? Were we up 10 in the fourth?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, that missed some key free throws again. What a surprise.
Every night, sure. What about that? Did you guys
bad
hear...
Bad situation for us.
Oh, who's that? DJ?
Yeah. It's a bad situation for us.
How about Kristaps after the Wizards game? Kristaps sounds like he wants to become a Knick again. And every time we play them, do you see all the tweets on Twitter? Knicks fans clamoring for a KP reunion.
Yeah, he got a lot of boos at the game.
Are they? Are Knicks fans clamoring?
You haven't seen that on Twitter?
Or is that the spin that KP's trying to make?
There's that spin, but he was booing quite a bit at the game.
I've seen it on Twitter a lot. And I don't know if it was real, but at the last game, he was like waving to people. Did you see a lot of that? Waving to people in the stands as if they were like, sure. KP, we love you.
Yeah.
But yeah, you did hear a lot of booing. It was a little confusing. Blandy, play Porzingis's post game.
Is this evolution been weird? I mean, you mentioned it, that the boos are less than they used to be. And with that thing where some fans are asking you to actually come back. Is this evolution just whole weird right now at this point?
A little bit. Okay. But I think... I think it's just... You know, the way the trade happened, like I did some dumb stuff, like some cryptic tweets and some what was that? The whole process
the
was
truth
just a
will
mess.
Come out.
You know? So I didn't like the way things ended. That wasn't like how I wanted it to end if it did end, you know? I kind of tried to stay myself throughout this whole time, you know, not do anything, not say anything. If I should have said anything, it was right after I got traded. now it's too late, and I think now maybe fans are easing up on me and kind of understanding that it was what it was in that moment, and I was young, and I got traded, and you know, of course I was hurt, and that's why I put some dumb tweets out there, whatever I did, but I think people are starting to maybe forgive me a little bit, and we're moving past that.
Like a scorned
lover. Yes, I don't know if you remember, but yeah, that tweet that he sent out, or the Instagram post right after, the truth will come out.
Yeah.
As if there was some big, like, hidden secret going on. And yeah, nothing ever came
out. It does seem like he's kind of, some of the stuff I heard, it seemed like indirectly he was criticizing, I would assume, his brother, because his brother had a lot of influence, right? Because there were some quotes where he talked about how it wasn't necessarily all him, that it had something to do with.
Right, his brother was nudging him, pushing him to request the trade.
Yeah, it's funny how devastating that day was. But, like, you see Kristaps now, and he's not something that you're, like, devastated we don't have, you know?
No, I mean, he's putting up good numbers.
Solid NBA player, yeah. Oh. Do you remember when we were taking shits on the beach in Latvia? Barry?
I do. Yeah.
After that?
Sure.
Oof.
Dropping deuces in the sand.
Fuck Latvia. But we should maybe pick up those shits right now.
It's a good title for a song. Making up, dropping making deuces up. In the sand.
Dropping deuces in the sand?
It's like a good title for a song.
Would you ever do that?
What?
Drop a deuce in the sand?
Deuce in the sand? Yeah.
I would never
if I had
shit
to.
Outside.
What?
I,
what if you had to?
I mean, I guess if I had to, but I wouldn't choose to.
Well.
But you pee outside, right?
Yeah, that's different.
Do you pee in the ocean? You'd pee in the ocean.
Of course.
What about pools?
Wow.
I don't like
pool. Wait a second. You didn't say... Listen, I'm fine with it. I honestly am fine with peeing in pools, but Blandy, I didn't expect you to be.
No, I don't know if I am. I don't think I am. What the ocean's totally different.
Would you pee in a water park? Water parks, like with everyone around you?
No.
Well, don't they put stuff in the water there to like?
Yeah, a lot of, yeah.
I did think, but I mean, like it makes it green and stuff, so that way they know if people piss or something, right? Don't they?
I think if you're not pissing in a water park pool, you're doing yourself a disservice.
I mean, listen, it's about as heavily chlorinated as anything you'll ever be in your life, so it's not.
No, that's
anybody.
Disgusting.
Would you rather be surrounded? Would you rather be surrounded by your own piss or everyone else's? You know. No.
Neither.
Barry is offended by this.
Look, I'm not going to say I never peed in a pool. All right.
I definitely have.
But
as an adult, though, have you?
Not as an adult. No.
I maybe once. I can't remember the time, but I mean, again, you ask me now, and it turns me off.
You haven't pissed in your own pool, Barry?
No.
So
no.
If you're in the pool in the summer and you got to piss really bad, you're not pissing in the pool. It's just you and the kids. You're gonna get
correct.
Out. Correct.
Yeah.
Outside?
What if in my pool?
Your kids do though.
They do.
Oh, they definitely do.
Oh, kidding me,
Barry?
Oh well, I did when I was a kid. I guess I've done it because I know that feeling, that warm.
Have you? Let me ask you a question. Water feeling. Have you ever had a kid jump out of the pool because they had to go pee?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes. That's not bullshit. Yes. Yes, I have. But there is a strange, nice feeling, actually, about that warm.
Yes, the truth is coming
and
out.
You also don't have to worry about like aiming or anything. You just let it
it's free. It's freeing. It's like it's like peeing in the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Assuming you do that. Is that disgusting, Barry?
Yeah, I don't pee in the shower.
Oh, you don't?
No.
What? It all goes to the same drain, dude. It's all
I know, but
place.
The thing is, I take my showers in the morning. So I wake up, I pee, and then I get in the shower. There's really never a time that I would need to pee in the shower.
I'll tell you, for many years, I only started
Anderson,
peeing in the
pulling
shower.
Out the shower effects.
Why do you have that? I only started peeing in the shower like a couple of years ago. I went.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I went like 40 years without. Oh my god. without these ads, without ever peeing in the shower. And then I did, and it's amazing. That's better than the pool, by the way.
Hold on, Barry.
It is? That can't
yeah.
be.
Oh, yes.
But did you ever take care of business in the shower?
Yeah.
Take care of it.
But you won't pee in the shower?
Yeah, but I remember the maybe a couple of times that I did, it was a challenge for some reason. Even with the soap and the water and all that stuff.
Nobody,
it was a challenge.
Nobody needs to know any of this. It was a challenge. Because now I'm just picturing you like struggling in the shower right now.
Who to thank for this? Whenever I'm in the shower now, cleaning my asshole, I think of you.
Wow. Who do you have a search function for shower, Brandy? How does this thing work over there?
Oh, man.
Whatever we have to do to keep from talking about this horrendous team.
I was just picturing Barry like, God damn it. And you're just like going through so much soap and you're not having any luck.
When you start,
I think of you like, when I'm in the shower now too, Barry.
When you start, you have to finish. You know, what are you going to give up? And then what are you going to do? So it's like, all right, I've come this far. You know, I gotta, you know.
What?
You know what I'm trying to say.
So how long did it go?
Well, enough where there's no more hot water. You know, now the water's gone cold.
Wow.
And you don't know what's going on in the other room. Is somebody in the other room? It's like, no, I'm here now. I got to finish it here now. I don't know once I leave here when I'm going to have the opportunity
where to do was this again. Who was in the other room?
I don't know. I'm, you know.
Oh, well, if you think about it, at his house.
Was this at your house?
The bathroom was right next to his parents' room.
Oh, was this when you were
in my
kid?
Parents' house?
Yeah.
Are you not talking about when you were a kid, though?
I thought you were talking about when you were younger. It literally was right next to his parents' bedroom. There was actually a door in the bathroom into his parents' bedroom. There were two doors.
True. That's true.
So that's... they're right there.
Mm-hmm. I'm just... Hey, for some reason, I'm... Blandy, can you do Barry's dad... but yelling about the hot where there's no more hot water.
Harry, what are you doing in the shower?
I'll be out in a minute.
There's no hot water here, Barry.
It kind of sounds like Sylvester Stallone when I do that.
Hey, Barry.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking real like low for someone who's behind a door in a shower. You know. Hey, Barry, there's no more hot water in here. Is that good? No.
Hey, Dad, pass the soap.
Share that load.
Oh, my God.
I'll never forget when I was a teenager, my dad walking in on me when I was in the shower. And my reaction to this day is so embarrassing.
What do you mean?
Do you have a shower curtain or shower doors?
It's a glass shower door.
Oh.
He walked in and I screamed at the top of my lungs like a lady. I still think about that to this day. All right, guys. I mean, we should be talking about the Knicks, but, you know. Let's see. You know, we're giving everyone a sneak preview of our next podcast. We'll see what everyone thinks. All right, guys. Let's listen to do some voicemails.
Sure.
Voicemails. We got a couple. Actually, we never played Ralph, Blandy.
No, all right.
Give us Ralph.
Okay.
Boy, I've been trying to hold off calling you guys so much, but Jesus. Jalen Brunson, player of the week. RJ making that dunk, sending it to overtime. Oh, my gosh. What a game. This is against the Raptors, of course.
Whew. Well, we lost. It was close, and it was just sad how we lost. Knicks lose to the Wizards. Two in a row. Losing now. This team's frustrating. Well, the Knicks lose to the Hawks. We're just not the same team without Mitchell Robinson. It looks like the Heat are losing too, though, so we won't lose positioning other than the Hawks are gaining on us.
So early to be looking at playoff positioning. I mean, we're better off looking at Tankathon the way it's going right now. Who else do we have, Blandy?
We've got some DJ and some Dick.
Give us DJ.
Hi, guys. It's DJ here. I want to say something. I'm really sick and tired of this minute police on Twitter right now. Ah, man. We are winning. We are 24-19.
This was before we started not winning. Yeah.
We have a really good offensive and defensive rating, net rating as well, all in the top 10. And some Knicks fans out there are complaining about the minutes Julius Randle and Jalen Brunson and Emmanuel Quickly are playing right now. RJ as well. I mean, look at the list on NBA.com. Not one of those players are in the top 20 in minutes. So, I mean, Julius and play a lot when Jalen was out, when RJ was out, of course. But we have, I don't get it. We have to enjoy that this team is competing every single night.
They didn't tonight.
And when we're not competing, we are not going to the playoffs. It's clear and simple. So why is everybody complaining about the minutes? Look at the 90s Knicks. They are also playing a lot of minutes to get into the playoffs. And that's the point we are right now as well. So stop complaining, Knicks fans out there. Please enjoying that we are a good basketball team, a top 10 offensive, defensive, and net rating basketball team. And please stop it. And by the way, a big shout out to Mr. Clutch, Jalen Brunson, who played a tremendous last 2 weeks and will, I think it will continues and he will be an all-star. And when Julius' shot will fall again, like it was in December, Julius should be an all-star as well. So these are my words. Peace out, DJ. Have a nice weekend.
These are my words.
Peace out.
These are my words. Great drop in there, Blandy. You got to steal. Please stop this.
I'll find
Gotta
one.
Grab that. So I'm sorry that you had to listen to us fucking talk about minutes in the first half of this show.
It's part of the problem. You know, the fact that you don't have anybody else to give these minutes to, it's part of the problem.
That's the main argument, right? It's not that Tibbs is giving too many minutes to these guys, but where do you want them to go? You know, like, I don't know where else they should go. You need more players on that bench, right, Barry? Yes.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah.
I want to know, because I know we talked about this last week, Barry. You said that good old Stefan Bondi said nobody was in the Knicks was in the top 20, I think. But you said there was like three or four in the top 50, right?
Yeah.
I'm curious to know what the actual minutes per game average are, or what they are for them since he tightened up the rotation. Because I think that's what you have to look at. You can't look at for the whole season, because lately it's been really, really bad. And I'm sure whatever it's been over the last couple of weeks for each of them, for Brunson, for Randle, it's got to be up a couple of minutes a game, I'm sure.
Yeah, I might have even looked at that.
I don't know.
Maybe Knicks Film School wrote a Substack article about it.
Looking at the list now and just like, I don't know, DJ saying, or Stefan, fucking asshole, saying that no Knicks are in the top 20, but Julius is 22nd, you know, like Jalen Brunson is 34. There, yeah, you said, Barry, they had three in the top 50.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no more minutes to distribute to anyone else on the team. So, yeah, they need to make a move or it's going to be a struggle the rest of the way. And you're these guys, six guys are going to get all the minutes on the team. Blandy, who else do we have?
Dickie.
This guy. This little guy.
Dr. Dickie up in this bitch. Let's fucking go.
This is a crazy voicemail right here, guys.
It's a long one.
It's a lot of compliments on the show, so we got to keep those in.
Right. Mm.
And then next stuff, so.
Okay.
What's up, Knicks fans? I'll tell you what I want to talk about. Dr. Dickey wants to talk about the podcast. Hey, it's halfway through the Knicks season. Perfect time to do a halfway update in the podcast season. I said at the beginning of it all, hey, I'm slightly more excited about the podcast than I am the fucking season. And we're having a great fucking season. And let me tell you what, we're having a great fucking podcast too.
Oh, that's so nice.
I did win middle of the year MVP for voicemail callers. So I want to donate that award to the next. It's Murder Jim. Murder Jim wins it all this year for the mid-season top tier player. Yes, he has his faults, but don't we all, right? Dr. Dickey calls him drunk. Hell, I'm sauced right now. I don't give a shit. I've worked 60 hours this week. Fuck it all. My point is,
making that cookie money.
Slinging cookies.
Making that cookie money. Motherfucker. And that ain't, I mean, 60 hours of chocolate chips and shit, that's not easy.
How about the gracious Dickey passing the torch that he first gave to himself?
Really, I think that's
over to Murder Jim.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine 60 hours with a fresh baked cookie smell? 60 hours.
You know how fucking fat I'd be? I'd weigh about 10,000 pounds.
And hasn't he said he works like all with like just teenage girls?
Yeah.
Dr. Dickey.
Well, I don't want to, I'm not going there.
Because his shit story when he wanted to come out. He left his own, he put his underwear in his pocket. You have no drops from that shit story, by the way.
No.
How is that possible? I've had my shit underwear in my pocket with all these teenage girls around.
When am I ever going to use that? When am I ever going to use that?
Oh, I mean, you have 10 bits. You have like 10 clips of Barry shower-related references. You'll find a point to use them.
I'm sorry.
Like, we don't talk about shit enough to have some shit story references from Dr. Dickey. I think he has more.
Every single episode. I'm working my butt off. Can't be calling in as much as I used to, but I have listened to every episode. I love y'all. Y'all are goated. I want to say this latest episode made my day when y'all replayed my song. I haven't heard that shit in 6 months. And man, I don't even care if anyone likes it. Thank y'all for doing that. I appreciate it. Also, that was last season. This is this season. Thibodeau has finally got it under control. It took him, you know, a good long while. Let's say a season and a half. He's in stride now. He is in stride. I don't care how long he plays people for. I love that Julius is balling out. Our Knicks are dominant when they want to be. They have their moments where they choke. It's an area for improvement. You know, y'all talked about in the latest episode, hey, we need to use these picks to trade for a superstar. I'm all for it, but who do we replace out of the starting lineup? You know, you're not taking RJ. You're not taking Brunson or Randall. And you're not taking Mitch. That leaves the two guard. We going to trade for a Bradley Beal or something like that? It's got to be something significant. A Desmond Bane? I don't care who it is, but if we're going to trade, it's got to be
Desmond
something.
Is Desmond Bane a rumor?
And I don't even,
he's not on the block.
I mean, so he's like the number two scorer on one of the top teams in the West.
Right? Why would he say, isn't that a random name to throw out there? I've never heard that rumor.
Maybe he wants a Desmond Bane type. I don't know.
Okay. I thought he wanted
because
a star
player. I've been at the point this season where, like, I don't necessarily think that the Knicks need a superstar. We've seen the way that Randall and Brunson and RJ have been able to produce. They've been able to do it all in the same game one or two guys have been able to step up when another guy hasn't had it. Mm-hmm. I think if they were able to get like two key rotation guys that could actually contribute off the bench, I think that's enough to at least compete. I'm not saying to contend for a championship, but at least to compete to get out of the first round. I think they can do it with that. The question is that, you know, do they have enough in their arsenal to get a deal like that done?
I mean, you wouldn't turn down a superstar.
No. No, of course not.
This voicemail is not done, by the way.
Let me ask you a quick question here. Mm. Just curious, since Dickie did say it's the halfway point, and like going into the season, you know, I think we're high on a lot of our young players. Halfway through the season, how are you feeling about our young guys? Like, do you like them as much as you like them coming into this season?
I like two of them more. And I like.
Who do you like more? Who do you like
quickly
more?
And Grimes.
Grimes.
Yeah.
And then who do you like less?
Obi and Deuce.
Obi and Deuce.
Deuce I was never
RJ's
super high
beyond
on.
The young guys, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's.
I'm really down on
even
Obi.
Even at 22.
I also, yeah. I mean, I like how Grimes has played, but I'm not like insanely high on him.
I am. I think he's shown us a lot more on offense than he, was able
like,
to show
like
us.
Like, if he
season.
Was involved in trade talks, would you be devastated by that?
No. Not
same.
At all.
Me neither.
No way.
And I think this summer, I was more devastated by more like Obi and trade talks devastated. Grimes and trade talks slightly devastated. Right? Quickly in trade talks devastated. I don't know if I'm not higher on Quickly.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Like, Quickly's been so goddamn good.
I like him, but I don't know if he's worth like never trading.
Well, it depends who you're talking about. I mean,
yeah, I mean, you can't say Knicks aren't in a position
to say
no.
Well, like when he was talked about in the Donovan Mitchell deals this summer, I was very upset about that. Weren't you? Mm-hmm.
When Quickly was talked about in the deals?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that's natural. But, I mean, I think it's very easy to get over that when you have a guy like Donovan Mitchell coming through on the other side.
Yeah.
Quickly's just shown so much. I feel like even Brunson is rubbing off on Quickly. I mean, Quickly had a move in this last game against Atlanta down in the paint where he picked up his dribble and he was kind of stuck. There was nobody to pass to, and he had a couple, like, you know, up and under moves,
and
he pivoted.
And then the layup, right?
Yeah, and that was so Jalen Brunson. I hadn't seen Quickly do that particular move before. So, you know, he's just adding a lot more to his game. So I don't see how you're not higher on Quickly than you were over the last month of what he's shown.
I don't know. I think because the way last season ended, it was like the triple doubles and the feeling like, oh, he should be like our starting point guard. And mm-hmm. All I see right now is just, yeah, I mean, I think I don't know if he'll ever be a starter based on how he's just played the past few years, but he is in a good stretch right now. He hasn't had a less than double digit game in all of January. He's averaging 16 points a game in January, which is high for him. He averaged 15 in December. He hasn't had a non-double digit scoring game in like 15 games, something like that.
Yeah.
Pretty good. We're like, we totally derailed Dickie's
voicemail.
Can
I finish this voicemail?
Oh, this is not over?
I said it wasn't
I don't
over.
Think it's, what are we halfway through?
There's 18 seconds left.
On the next Hard Knicks Life.
just,
part two
just do that?
Of the Dr. Dickie
voicemail. Why don't we do that? We should do that.
Even know if adding a 30-point scorer to the team, 20 to 30, you know, I don't know if that's enough, right? Because at the end of the day, you only get so many shots as a team. All right. I love the Knicks, and I love y'all. Be easy. Peace out.
Love you.
that's cute. That was very cute, Barry.
If you could replace anyone in the starting lineup right now with a star player, who would it be?
Be Grimes.
Yeah, easy. I mean, Dickie was asking that question. Like, who would you
take out? That's an easy question to answer.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm sure you'd also replace RJ if you had the opportunity to.
Depends on who we're talking about. But, I mean, clearly the first person that you would replace would be Grimes.
What if you could get, like, a high-scoring center? Would you replace Mitch? Or like more, a much more offensively gifted. Yeah, like stretch five.
Like who?
Well, let's start at the top. You giving me Joel Embiid? Fucking MVP candidate Joel Embiid?
Yeah, start at the top.
That's not a question. Nobody's saying no to that. You kidding me?
Miles Turner. I know he's been
about. I would like Miles Turner, but not as a replacement for
not
Mitch.
Not to replace Mitch.
No, to join the team and let him replace Hartenstein.
Kristaps Porzingis. Trade for Kristaps, put him at the five.
Instead of Mitch?
Yeah, Mitch is in that deal.
No, I don't want No. Listen, the team is better when Mitch is out on the floor.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, listen, could you find somebody better than him? Yes, but what does that do to the dynamic of the team? There was an article in The Athletic, either yesterday or today, Fred Katz wrote about Mitchell and how like this injury comes at the worst time. And they are better points per possession on defense and with him on offense. Right. So, I mean, he helps them on both ends with the offensive rebounds, with just his length in the paint. I mean, there's a reason why, you know, they play so much better when he's out there on the floor. So, I mean, you're not going to replace him unless you're going to blow us away with somebody like Embiid or something, which isn't going to happen. Right. What are you going to do?
You know, and he's been so, like, forceful and playing so well.
Yeah.
Mitch, and Philly's been playing really well as of late.
Last few weeks.
That was
those, a voicemail. Was that? Oh, well, it's your time to shine, man.
Oh, it is?
How is it? We got big plans for the news tonight? You remember we did a podcast a few weeks ago where we teased the news at the beginning? We got to do that. This was a one-time thing. So, how is the news this week? Long? Short?
No, not at all. There's really not much going on, although something happened tonight to talk about. But other than that, not really. Well, so.
Well,
all right. I'm just going to get right
You're just going to get right into it.
Get right into it. Here we go.
Yeah, don't delay it. Yeah,
NBA released
no foreplay.
Top-selling NBA jerseys. Yeah.
Why don't you give us some foreplay? It would be nice.
Well, we can't. We lost that with the crumb cake.
Yeah, we got.
By the way, I was thinking about them the other day. I wonder what's going on.
Oh man, I forgot about them.
I wonder how they're doing because I checked on the website and the website still says that they're not doing anything. That nothing's going on. Can we like email them or reach out to them or what?
Do you have the music? Do you still have the music?
Of course I do.
Can you play the fucking music?
Okay.
Oh boy, he's got to dig in.
What are we gonna talk about? During the music,
I just figured what I want to do. Crumb. Should we do one last crumb cake ad?
No,
the final one ever.
But you can't even get the crumb cake if you wanted to.
But the last time we did it, it wasn't like we knew it was going to be our last one. And wouldn't it be sad to leave without doing the last one?
I don't know why you're talking about leaving. I don't know what that's all about.
All right, guys. Well, Clarkson Heavy Crumb Cake Company. Blandy loves them.
Hopefully
what's the best?
Be
what's been your go-to dessert since Clarkson's been gone?
I've just been eating a lot of chocolate.
I'm not talking about eating.
Oh, you mean?
I'm talking about fucking.
Oh, wow.
You went there. I didn't know you were gonna go.
Yeah,
there.
He did. He's like, you know what? Skip the sexual innuendos. I'm just gonna say it.
Did we? Yeah, we never said that. We've never
what
said
food
that.
What are you fucking?
No, did we ever make that clear? I don't understand.
No, you definitely did. But
no kissing and tell.
Honestly,
some fresh mozzarella.
I'm waiting for the crumb cakes.
Ooh, mozzarella. Mozzarella.
No. You know how I hate cheese. I would never do that.
You know how Barry says it takes a while in the shower for him. If he does it in mozzarella, it's like seconds. Creamy mozzarella.
You wouldn't even know if you finished.
No, that's why he loves it. He feels like he's finishing the whole time.
Oh my God. You wouldn't be able to tell.
How far can we go off the rails right now? All right, that's going to do it for today's show. Remember, you can reach out to us.
So, all right. So the NBA released the top jerseys, top 15 jerseys, and the top 10 selling teams in terms of merchandise. Did you guys see the list or no?
I did not look at the list. I saw that the list came out. I honestly okay. didn't
no. So, I feel like we do the same fucking story like every month and a half. But yeah, who is
once a season we do it.
Top selling NBA jersey. I feel like we jersey. Do
it more than that.
Who's number one?
I would have to say it's either Steph or LeBron. Or KD. Probably not KD. Okay. I'm going either LeBron or Steph.
Greg? This is interesting. Is it someone we would expect?
Yes.
Am I allowed to ask for clues like that?
Go sure. right. You can do whatever you want.
Is
play 20
a veteran or a young player?
A veteran.
Durant.
It's Steph. Steph is number one.
Who's two?
LeBron.
Wow, LeBron's still selling Laker jerseys?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Is he going to be gone soon?
Yeah, but that's like, I mean, remember back in the day, I mean, Jordan was always the number one selling jersey. Everybody had a Jordan jersey. Right, it's right. the same type of thing.
They're all, there's like a lot of them are, well, a good 9 or 10 of them are veterans. There's a couple of youngsters on there, but not many.
Is Ja in there?
He's number 6.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Luka's where's Luke? Where's Luka on there?
4.
Oh, okay.
It's Steph, LeBron, Giannis, Luka, KD, Morant, Tatum, Booker, Embiid, Damian Lillard, Trae Young.
Devin Booker jerseys.
LaMelo Ball, Anthony Davis, Zion, and then Kyrie.
Anthony Davis?
It's crazy.
Well, it's a Laker thing, I guess.
But still, people are buying Anthony Davis jerseys right now.
That's wild to me. That's wild to me.
Yes,
because this is year.
Yeah,
it's
right
ridiculous.
Now.
Yeah. Who would invest money in an Anthony Davis jersey?
I don't know.
It's outrageous.
Teams with the top selling merchandise. You want to take a guess on that?
Oh, teams with top selling merchandise.
I mean, Lakers and Knicks.
And this is just for this year, should be high. Right?
Yes.
Like, Brooklyn can't be there. And I feel like you're going to tell me they're there.
They're number 8.
Where are the Knicks?
Number 10.
15. Oh,
number 10?
Well, we have terrible merchandise. Everyone gets so excited about this Kith shit. Just because it's, like, not terrible, I think. Is it even that good? Kith stuff compared to the other team's apparel you see.
So, what, Golden
who's,
State?
Who's number one? I'm going to say
the Lakers.
The
Lakers.
Oh, okay. No, I was going to say the Lakers. So. Yeah, I was going to say the Lakers.
Yeah.
Of course.
So.
Who's two?
Golden State.
Three?
Wait,
well, you have to, like, pull the shit out of Blandy.
Give us the top 5, bro.
Like, 3 is something. Boston, 4 is Milwaukee, 5 is Chicago.
Wow, Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. Yeah. Oh, my God. They have, I like their Cream City jerseys. Have you seen those?
Yeah, that is fun.
Love that. That's fun.
Phoenix is actually in the top 10 also, Greg. You were saying who's buying Devin Booker jerseys. Phoenix
I
is
said
up
that,
there.
Yeah. Yeah,
I didn't say that.
They're higher than the Knicks, so.
Phoenix. Well, like I said, I mean, Knicks.
What about Miami?
I mean, they're boring.
They're
merch.
Not in there.
They're not even on the list, huh?
No. Not on the list.
That is surprising. They have cool shit.
Mm-hmm.
Cool shit.
Yeah, not on here. This is the first time that Steph has been number one since 2018. So it's been a good 4 or 5 years.
Oh, wow. I wonder what... Okay. And, okay. And they're not that good.
No.
That's interesting.
Steph is,
yeah,
though.
It doesn't go beyond 15, the list, or the top 10 for the teams. From what I have here on the NBA's website. So it's not like a complete list that I can see.
Hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't go any further than that.
All right.
Well. All-star voting. The third fan returns are out. LeBron is still the overall leader, followed by Giannis, and then KD, and then Steph.
Same every year. Like the last few years.
The only Knicks in the top 10 are Randall at number 9 for the front court, and for some fucking reason, Derrick Rose is number 9 for the guards.
Did you see Alan Hahn's tweet this week?
Yes.
The one about how poor showing by the Knicks fans.
It's a bad look for Knicks fans.
Bad look.
Yeah. Well, what do you want from us? You know, we went and we dragged their face over to that dot.
Yeah, we have lives, we have wives, we have families, we have work.
Right.
Right. And people that are fans of other teams don't have any of those things.
Okay, no, but you know what it is? It's the youth probably that votes, and there's probably not a lot of young Knicks fans.
Not a young
because
people.
Because the Knicks have been so bad.
Not a lot of young people in New York.
Not a lot of young Knicks fans. It doesn't matter how many Knicks fans are. They're not cool. Like you just said, we're 10th.
And not only that.
10th in the league in merch.
And kids are now fans of players. They're not even fans of teams. Right. They just follow their favorite players. It's the way it is nowadays. Yeah.
Like, a lot of New Yorkers could vote for Jalen Brunson, but you still got to get votes everywhere. The stars are the ones. Jalen Brunson's not a fucking worldwide star. It's not a household name.
The crazy thing when you look at this shit, it's like, it's obviously Western Conference versus Eastern Conference, but Kevin Looney of the Warriors has almost twice as many votes from the fans as Randall does. Domantas Sabonis has almost twice as many votes as Randall does.
Well, maybe New Yorkers just have better shit to do than sit online all day voting.
I mean, Jesus,
for these guys.
Draymond Green, seriously? Austin Reeves is in the top 10 for guards in the Western Conference. Austin fucking Reeves.
Well, maybe it is a bad look. I don't know. It is.
All right, two other quick things. The Warriors visited the White House on Tuesday to meet with President Biden. And the only reason this is significant is because the last two times they won the title was during the presidency of Donald J. Trump, and they did not go and visit the White House either of those two times because they were feuding with him back and forth.
I thought this was going to be an Andrew Wiggins story. Did you see there's like this thing going around on social media showing Andrew, like a close-up of Andrew Wiggins standing behind the vice president while they were standing there taking for a picture. And I just like, it like totally went over my head. I don't even get it. So I thought you were going to explain it in this news story.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Andrew Wiggins?
Yeah. I don't know if it's trying to say like he was like high or he was.
Oh, probably.
Hitting on the vice president. I don't know what the whole thing is.
Andrew
was about.
Wiggins caught checking out VP Kamala Harris.
Oh,
yeah, you don't see that, Barry? He's like looking down like towards her
He's
ass.
He's looking like at her. Huh. Yeah.
He also had the look on his face is like, you know.
Like, hello.
Yeah, all right.
It's, like he's got that, like his lips are perked up. Barry, you saw it?
I saw it, yeah.
Wow.
And you don't see what's interesting about that?
I didn't really pick up.
Maybe
on
you
it.
Didn't
I thought
see
that's
the
what
right
they were
picture.
Hinting at. I didn't think there
was
much
like one
to it.
Picture.
Thought
that
it was
it's
a reach.
Just, shit, that's really obvious. He was.
But the guy. You know, but hold on, the guy next to him, right? The bald guy to his left.
Right. Okay.
He's looking down too. So
not
it must
in the
be,
picture. Well, let's see.
Not in the picture. I'm in the picture.
Check out my boy Wiggins. Check him out.
California
delegation
here, also here, along with
his key wise is look at him.
But as Kamala said,
they come to hear his guys look at
him.
What are you looking at, y'all?
There we go. Are you looking at pictures or the video?
I was looking at the video.
I'm looking at pictures.
Because at one point he goes like this. He's like scratching his head and he's like totally covering his face. But I mean, that's like a total, like I'm checking her out and I'm covering my eyes kind of move.
Right.
It looks pretty damn obvious.
And our heart is
no, come on.
You don't see anybody.
You got to watch that. If you watch that video, he's definitely checking out the vice president's ass. Good for him, you know?
All right, so now that you know the two stories, which is the bigger story? The fact that they had
to
the White
House? I mean, I think
for
our listeners, it's probably cooler that he's checking out the vice president's ass. But yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there. Yeah. And then tonight, there seems to have been somewhat of an altercation at the Lakers and Grizzlies game between Shannon Sharpe, Hall of Famer Shannon Sharpe, and T. Morant, Ja's dad, and also Steven Adams was involved as well. I guess a month back when somebody asked Morant about who he was worried about, he said the Celtics. And when someone said, well, what about in the West? And he said, his response was, I'm good. I guess Shannon Sharpe must have gone up and in on him and said, you know, that was crap. That the last time the Grizzlies were in the Western Conference Finals, Ja was 13. I'm assuming that's what led to what happened tonight, because they were talking, and then the next thing you know, security was involved. Steven Adams was screaming at Shannon Sharpe. Shannon Sharpe was going at Morant's dad. You could watch. If you watch the video, he just keeps mouthing. He's screaming at Ja Morant's dad, "No, you won't. No, you won't." And you know how Shannon Sharpe is, so I could totally like hear him like, you know, doing that. But I have no idea. I have no idea what started it. But if you go on Twitter, you can find that video. And Shannon Sharpe would just kick Ja Morant's Usher looking father. He would kick his ass. I mean, Shannon Sharpe.
I don't really understand how the whole, like, I guess we'll find out, but how Shannon Sharpe's involved at all.
Well, he's courtside at the Laker game.
Right, but that's
and
it.
But he talked shit about Ja Morant.
He talked shit about Ja, and so maybe
you have that audio? You played the audio earlier. Oh, you have it?
Of Shannon?
He played it before the show.
Let's see, where is it?
That was interesting.
What's wrong with you? Okay. And without Porter Jr.
Mm-hmm.
I missed something. Okay, yeah. Skip, you know what their record is against the West that he's good against? 8-8. Of any team that's in the top five in the Western Conference, that's the worst record. They're 8-8, but he good. Why are you worried about on the other side? You need to be worried about yourself. You need to be worried about the Grizzlies. And, bro, you're not good. Y'all not like that. Y'all ain't got Shaq. Y'all don't got Kobe. You don't got a Tim Duncan.
No.
So this notion that y'all good, bro, y'all got a nice little team. Good. I will concede that. You got a nice, deep team.
Mm-hmm,
but, bro, deep. If you think it's a foregone conclusion that y'all going to run through the West,
yep.
That ain't happening.
Mm. No, you won't.
Wow, he's got so interesting.
You just see him shaking his head and yelling that over and over again.
Is it that surprising that a player like Ja Morant is going to be confident and somewhat cocky? No.
Yeah.
That's how he should be. That's what you want from your player, to believe that he's good enough to run through the West.
No, you won't.
It's not absurd.
So. But, yeah, that's the way the basketball bounces. I've already put in a call to Shannon's reps to see, you know, to get a comment, but they haven't gotten back to me yet.
Okay.
All right. Well. That's it, guys. You can reach out to us at thehardnickslife@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @hardnickslife.
Fuck it.
Barry at Barry Dworkin. Blandy at Blandy Hooper. Yeah, 12:37 in the morning.
And you can call us. You can try to overthrow Murder Jim and his MVP status on the voicemails.
I don't think it's possible.
516-33-MESH-1. That's 516-336-3741. I hate that fucking audio, by the way. I wish you never got it.
Is there a more modern sounding ring?
That's probably going to be like loud and obnoxious. I mean, think about cell phones now when they're fucking loud and obnoxious.
I would want, if you get any sound effect, I would want like the room, you remember those old telethons and there'd be lots of like phones ringing?
Oh, right? Yeah.
And a lot of commotion.
One of those? A whole bunch of ringing phones? I could do that.
Like commotion and phones, like as if like we've got like a ton of operators here picking up all of our voice.
Okay.
What are you playing, Barry? You're trying to play something.
Just a random fucking cell phone.
Oh, all right. I was going to have Murder Jim. Murder Jim asked to be on tonight's show. I was going to have him do the schedule. But guys, he is working a double shift tonight. So,
what does Murder Jim
couldn't
do?
Be here. I don't know. I just for some reason I
for
feel like if I had to guess, let's guess. Oh, yes.
God, that's so fucking annoying.
Oh my god,
that is so annoying.
Barry hates it. I like it. Where were we? Oh, yeah. What does Murder Jim do? He works double shift Friday night.
Is he murdering people?
Barry,
who joked
shift? Who joked before the show? I just want to know. Who said he was maybe a nurse?
I did. I said, is he a nurse? Maybe he's working a double shift as a nurse.
It's a possibility.
Because you said something lower level than that.
Yeah, who works shifts? Like that, is that the term that he used?
I said low. What do you mean? I said something lower level.
Lower level than a nurse. Before I said nurse,
you're gonna start. You're gonna start putting different jobs at different levels.
Oh yeah, that's probably not a good road to take. No, no, that's absolutely not what I'm doing.
Because I didn't do that.
Where would bicycle salesman be on that?
Hold on, Plenty. Give us your nurse murder gym impression.
Oh, is that? All right, I'm gonna hook up the IV right here, and then we're gonna give you those painkillers, and I'm gonna give you a little bit of a sponge bath here.
Wait, whoa, a sponge bath? Dr. Marshall, get your fucking hands off me, murder
Jim. Dr. Marshall, oxycodone.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine it's Murder Jim giving someone some old lady a sponge bath? He's like, I'm a Murder Jim.
You like the next hand? Wow. Well, nice. Oh, man.
Yeah, I was just curious about how that dynamic would work in our show. Like, if he talks like that all the fucking time. I thought we could try to get to the bottom of why. Like, if Murder Jim comes in the show, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about what's going on there.
Oh, yeah. We're going to pull back the curtain.
Yeah.
We're going to tear it down.
Out. Yeah. Yeah. Everything you wanted to learn about Murder Jim, why he's Murder Jim, why he talks like that, and why he's so fucking weird would be answered.
Yeah, this is
going to
be like the origin story.
It'd be an epic show. Murder Jim, make it fucking... Don't take a double shift next Friday, all right?
On a special Hard Nick's Life.
Obi Toppin!
The boys sit down.
That's where you play that
Murder Jim. Back,
right now? It's on a different...
Obi Toppin!
I wasn't ready for it.
Murder Jim on a Zoom from prison. he's working a double shift.
If you had said he asked to be on, but then he lost his internet privileges tonight.
Like, imagine
he actually is like a murderer behind bars. We're talking.
He got into a fight in the yard, and so he lost his internet privileges.
So, I think the next best thing, Jay, is why don't you give us the schedule in Murder Jim voice, all right?
Oh, in Murder Jim voice?
Yeah, so you can't
okay,
have so
we got four games coming up next weekend. You know, we're playing Toronto on Sunday, and then we're going down, we're going to play Cleveland at home, and then we got the Nets on Thursday in Boston, and then after we got that, we're home for the Nets. Oh, no, we're in Brooklyn. That's where we are.
Not bad.
That is good.
Awesome.
Okay, well, until next time.
This is a long
time.
Show. Holy crap.
Yeah, I thought we were beginning. Like 30 minutes, I thought we were about to be done. How much time did we spend on Barry in the shower tonight? I mean,
way too much time.
What the fuck happened? What happened? I think of you when I'm in the shower Barry.
No,
Landy, stop. Stop it. And don't do the wah 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 sound. All right. Until next time, it is a hard.
You can see the goods.
Oh, whose goods is? What's that from?
You can see the goods.
From? What the fuck Barry is that from? Is that our show?
Yes, Barry said it.
We've heard him play
context?
That drop before. You've heard him play
in what
that
context?
Drop.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Play that again. Some... Play it again.
You can see the goods.
And what is that from, man?
I don't know. Maybe it was when he was talking about
sexy time. That wouldn't have been the same.
Oh, no, it couldn't have been because one's got the music and one doesn't.
You can see the goods. Yeah. I don't know what that's from.
We're going on like I don't know if we're gonna be at 70 minutes because usually we'd shave off a couple minutes, but we're at 70 minutes right now. This is a first
time. I could go either way.
Okay. Well.
All right.
Go either way, peeing or not peeing in the pool. Feels good, but haven't done it in a while. All right, till next time, it is a hard
Nick's
life.
It's a hard Nick's life.